This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey you, yeah you, on the job site. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
You are on Saturday Magazine Joy 94.9. I'm Macca. My co-host is Nick Rees. Our next guest is James Wellsby. Yummy and iconic, James. The meat market, Cobblestone Pavilion in North Melbourne. 22nd to the 25th of June. What's going on?
We are doing our brand new show, Yummy Iconic, here in Melbourne, before we take it all the way to London to the West End in July.
Oh, to the
Isn't
West End.
Isn't that exciting?
Wow.
Our little drag show from Melbourne is going to the West End. So we're doing it here first in Melbourne to make sure it's good and ready, and then we're getting on a jumbo jet.
Wow. And it's at the meat market, which for people who don't know, it's in North Melbourne. It's one street back from Flemington Road up near the roundabout. It's a great venue, isn't it?
It's a stunning venue. It's a heritage venue. You know, once upon a time it was filled with meat, and now the meat is all tucked away. But I think it's the perfect venue for us because it's a truly iconic venue, and our show is Yummy Iconic, so that's a match made in heaven, don't you think?
And for fans of
tucked away.
For fans of drag, James, and yep. I suspect there's a few out there amongst the Joysters listening, what can they expect from your show?
So Yummy is kind of drag variety at its very best. We're a variety show that's inclusive. We have a range of gender representation in the show. We have drag, burlesque, circus, dance, comedy, all of the good stuff, everything you could want and then some. And we've been going since 2015, so Yummy was a one-off club cabaret in 2015, and look, we've stuck with it. Nothing has knocked us down yet. Even throughout the pandemic, we made a feature-length film rather than putting on live shows, so that was a really interesting challenge. Never made a film before, but we made a 50-minute film. And that was on in Melbourne Fringe last year. And that was kind of an amazing way for us to still connect with our audience and to try something new and push ourselves. But we're back live and in person, an adult cabaret. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So who are the other performers, James? Give us the rundown.
You want the skinny?
I do.
Okay, so we have six performers in this show. We have the incredible Bendy Ben, who is a drag artist, very flexible, and also a contemporary dancer. Bendy was just in a Chunky Move show in Rising, so, you know, very serious, professional contemporary dancer. Jan Drews, who is a Clubland superstar, everyone's favorite DJ, club performance curator, choreographer. Our newest cast member is Carly Missy. She is from Sydney.
Messy or Missy?
Oh, a bit of both.
Okay.
No. If there's anyone who's not messy, it's Carly. Okay. I'm the messy one. But she is a professional voguer. And, in fact, in the Vogue ballroom scene, she's the mother of the House of Luna. So Australia has this incredible burgeoning Vogue scene. It's championed by the most incredible queer artists of colour. And Carly is very much a respected part of that, and she leads one of the Vogue ballroom houses in Sydney. And she's our new ensemble member, so she'll be bringing that energy and the talent to the show. And we also have Velma Vulois, who's a stunning burlesque artist.
Yes.
She's a former Miss Burlesque Victoria, so she's representing for the Victorians. And Jared Dewey, who is a circus royalty, been around the block in circus land for years. And then this MC called Valerie Hex, who's just really annoying, That's me.
That's you.
That's me. Yeah.
Now, I notice here it's the cobblestone pavilion. I hope that with all these heels that I can see here, you're not actually doing it on cobblestones, are you? Because that could be a real case of, you know.
It could be fun for the audience to watch.
It could.
Do you know what? We are building a stage. We're custom building our own catwalk and everything like that. Right. So we do have a flat floor to strut on, but when we peel around the side, we will have to navigate the cobblestones. But, you know, cross your fingers, say a prayer.
So, you know, if you're sitting in the the front rows there, just watch out. You could end up with a drag performer in your lap.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky.
And tell us about the tour of the UK and London. How long are you playing for? Where you're playing? What's the scene like in London compared to Melbourne or Sydney?
London has a lot of drag and it is very good. It's quite common for UK drag queens to sing live, which is something that we don't do. And personally, I'm very grateful to be living in an age when lip syncing is considered a legitimate art form. But the thing about Yummy is that it's an ultra choreographic cabaret. I have a background as a professional dancer. I graduated from VCA School of Dance and many of the performers have these really rigorous dance backgrounds. So we bring a level of like physical slickness, which I think is unique. And the level of rigor that we bring to our choreographic process, I think is quite unique. So, we are playing in Cavendish Square in London, which is in Soho, just off Oxford Circus. We'll be there for a whole month, all of July. We're doing 28 performances. And, we're partnering with a festival over there called Underbelly. So they brought us over there a couple years ago and we were in South Bank the first time. So that all came about because of Edinburgh Fringe. We brought our show to Edinburgh Fringe in 2018. Underbelly saw it, loved it, picked it up, brought us to London the next year. And they've been trying to bring us back ever since. So now it's finally happening.
You know, our panelist, Paul, he's a POM.
I am a POM, and I've been to many Underbelly. Good morning, everyone. I've been to Underbelly many times.
Shows as well.
I will be in July in London. I'm flying out here there in a couple of weeks' time, so maybe I'll see you at Cavendish Square.
Oh, my God. Well, come along. We'll hook you up.
I would love to see it.
You've got the connections.
There you go. So it goes June 22 to 25 at the Meat Market. How long? What's the length of the show, the performance?
It's a 70-minute show with an interval. So, you know, about an hour and a half all up. It's going to be a really fun night out. You know, something that we've discovered with Yummy, our mission, our project, is we embrace creativity and femininity and we spread joy. Which is very apt for this radio station.
We're in the right place,
And our goal is to spread joy to people that we never even meet, you know, a degree of separation. So we want to make our audience so happy, so inspired and so full of joy that they pass it on. That's our goal. We're a joy machine.
And, you know, going to, you know, the UK, that's going to be really exciting. 28 shows in a month. God, that's
Yeah, seven a week.
Pretty heavy schedule.
My bunions are gonna ache.
You'll need to buy yourself some corn pads.
Oh, do you know any podiatrists? I need to pre-book.
What's the best part about doing this, James? What is it that really, you know, when you're getting ready to do the show, what is it that motivates you?
Yummy is a drag ensemble, but we are like a family. We genuinely love each other. We've been friends for years. The ensemble has shifted and changed a little bit over the years, just naturally with people's careers and availability and stuff like that. But it's kind of like a band. Like, we're very close. A lot of us have lived together, have been best friends for a long time. We still like each other. I don't know how that happened, but our relationships are genuine. So it's not like a manufactured kind of overly produced show that's just there to make money. Our love for each other is genuine. And I think that shows. So the thing that I look forward to the most are the group rehearsals. You know, that's when the love is in the room, when we are dancing around. It's really, really fun. And I think that energy is contagious and the audience picks up on that vibe.
Can you think of anything you'd rather do on a cold Melbourne winter night than get along to the warmth and energy of an amazing drag show with Yummy Iconic. How do people get tickets, James?
Tickets are through Sticky Tickets. So just go to stickytickets.com.au, search for Yummy Iconic. I think it's listed as one of their feature events. And we have premium tickets if you feel a bit fancy and you want to sit right up close in the A reserve seats, or we have general admission. And just a little awareness as well. We have a section in the audience that's sensory friendly, so no bright lights will shine there. We provide earplugs. Audience are free to move at any point. So we're trying to kind of be inclusive, and Yummy is a sensory seeking experience, but we also want to include space for people who want a sensory friendly zone as well.
Great. Thanks for coming in, James. Good luck with the show.
Thank you.
And yeah, Meat Market. Get along, June 22 to 25.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.